The United States and Jordan announced the start date of a military drill, including the deployment of Patriot missiles near Syrian borders.
We didn't bring in the Patriot missiles for conflict with Syria. We brought them for the purposes of Eagle Line exercises. Jordan is completely capable of protecting its land. I am 100% sure that the Jordanian armed forces are able to protect the airspace, water, and lands of Jordan from any external threat.
Ridwan made the remarks in a joint press conference with U.S. Major General Robert Catalanotti in the capital Amman. The joint military drill, dubbed Eager Lion, is scheduled to take place in Jordan between June the 9th and June the 20th. Jordan says the exercise is designed to focus on facing irregular warfare as well as terrorism and national security threats. The U.S. has announced it will deploy Patriot anti-aircraft missiles and F-16 fighter jets to Jordan. This has drawn strong condemnation from Russia, which accuses the U.S. and its allies of fueling the unrest in Syria by arming insurgents fighting there. Last year, Moscow slammed the U.S., Germany, and the Netherlands for deploying Patriots on Syria's northern border in Turkey. To discuss that a bit further, and I join with Mr. Hisham Ajaber, who is a retired army general, who is joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Ajaber, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you assess the situation going forward? Will this drill in Jordan escalate tensions?
Yes, of course, the Eager Lion drill is not a war game for nothing. Of course, it has military and political purposes. And despite that some American spokesman said that it's not related to the situation in Syria, also a Jordanian general said also the same thing. I don't believe this at all. It is related to the situation in Syria. It's a very important explosive region, and this drill will be at the borders and very close to the Syrian borders. In my opinion, this is plan B of the United States. Of course, the United States did not and will not interfere directly in a military intervention in Syria for many reasons. It needs, for example, any military presence. It made this this drill or this maneuver in order to have military presence in the borders of Syria, waiting for any escalation or be ready to execute plan B, which is, for example, intervention, military intervention, in case there is something happen in Syria, such a war, for example, between Syria and Israel. It's normal, it's clear, they put Patriot batteries in Turkey, and now they came with aircraft sophisticated like F-16 and F-18, and also with Patriot, and it seems they are going to leave some Patriot batteries and also aircraft fighters in the Jordan. In this case, they will leave with them, of course, military personnel, American personnel. And look at this drill or this maneuver. It's between Jordan and United States. 4,500 soldiers and military personnel from United States and 3,000 from Jordan. All others are symbolic participation, like 500 from many countries like Great Britain, Saudi Arabia, and others. This drill, of course, is a war game, but war game, we will not do it anywhere, anytime, for nothing. I think the Americans will be there, as also they made it clear, you know, like General Robert Catalanotti said it clearly, you know, he said it will enhance our ability to operate together in any incoming contingency. That's explain the purpose and the target and the objective of those maneuvers.
And Mr. Ajaber, also tell us about Jordanian involvement then. Do you believe that Jordan will be more involved now in Syria, and how will that affect its stability?
Yeah, of course. Jordan has been involved from the beginning. No one can deny that the Jordanian regime support the insurgent in Syria, but indirectly and at the same time trying to keep you know, fair, if you would say the word, relation or normal relation with Syrian regime. But of course, as you know, and everybody knows, that there is a divergence in Jordan about, like in Lebanon, for example, about the Syrian events. You know, many, you know, great part of the Jordanian people are not with this policy of the Jordanian government against Syria. And it will affect, in case, not now, I'm not saying now, like the events in Syria has repercussion now in Lebanon, it may have, in case of escalation, a lot of repercussion in Jordan. And don't not forget the number of the Syrian refugee in Jordan also. It became, you know, it became to create, you know, a demographic, economic, and security problems in Jordan.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now, but of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Hisham Jaber speaking to us live from Beirut.